J'ai le teint clair.
I have fair skin. The sentence uses the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have, in the present tense with the first person singular pronoun, je.
Je.
I, making it, j'ai.
J'ai.
The noun, teint. Complexion, is modified by the adjective, clair.
Clair.
Fair, meaning the person has light skin.
Tout va bien.
Everything is going well. The sentence is quite simple.
Tout
means everything, and is the subject of the sentence. It is a masculine singular pronoun in French, but it is acting as a general, all-encompassing, word, so the gender does not translate directly to English.
Va
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Aller.
To go, in the present tense. It acts as a linking verb to connect the subject to the predicate.
Bien
means well, and acts as the adjective modifying the subject, everything. It indicates that the state of everything is positive. So, everything is going well, literally translates to
everything goes well.
Je vais bien. I am doing well.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Vais
is the present tense of the verb, or the, to go, but here it is used in the future tense.
Bien
is an adverb that means well. So, the sentence literally translates to I am going well, which means I am doing well.
Ça va.
That's okay. This is a very common French phrase, meaning that's alright, or it's fine. It is a very casual and informal way to respond to someone.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means that.
Va
is the third person singular form of the verb
aller,
which means to go. The literal translation of
ça va
would be that goes. However, in this context, it is used as a set phrase meaning that's okay or it's fine.
Je suis libre.
I am free. This is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
which means to be.
Libre
is an adjective meaning free.
Je suis libre.
I am free. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
être.
To be.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Suis
is the first person singular form of the present tense of the verb
être.
To be.
Libre
is an adjective meaning free. The sentence translates directly as, I am free, meaning that the speaker is not obligated, or restricted and is available for something.
Je suis disponible.
I am available. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
This form of the verb is used to describe a state of being, in this case, being available.
Disponible
is an adjective, meaning available, and agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je suis repu.
I am full. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être, to be. Repu is an adjective meaning full, in the sense of being satisfied after eating. Is an exclamation mark, which indicates that the speaker is expressing a strong feeling, in this case, the feeling of being full. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense, expressing the speaker's current state of being full.
Je suis rassasié.
I am full. This sentence uses the verb être to be in the present tense, conjugated as
suis
for the first person singular pronoun
je,
I, the past participle
rassasié.
Satisfied, full, acts as an adjective describing the subject.
Je,
I. This is an example of the passive voice, where the subject is the recipient of the action. The exclamation point signals that the speaker is expressing a strong feeling.
Du calme.
Calm down. This phrase is an imperative, meaning it's a command or request. It's made up of two words.
Du.
This is the contracted form of de le, and means of the. It is used to emphasize that calm is a state to be achieved.
Calm.
This means calm and functions as a noun in this phrase. So, the phrase translates to of the calm, which essentially means be calm or calm down.
Salut.
Hello. This is a very common, informal greeting in French. It is equivalent to hi in English.
Je suis.
I am. Breakdown.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
le.
Le.
Or
is a pronoun here, referring to something previously mentioned, often a state or situation.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense of the verb
être
to be. This sentence is a simple and direct affirmation of the speaker's state of being. It is equivalent to I am in that state, or I agree with that.
Je suis de la partie.
I am part of it. This sentence uses the verb
être,
which means to be.
Être
is a very important verb in French, as it is used to form the present tense of many other verbs. In this case, it is conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis,
meaning I am. The word
de
means of, and
la partie
means the part. In this case,
la partie
refers to a group, an event, or a situation. Therefore, the entire sentence means, I am part of it.
Je suis content.
I am happy. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular form of the verb, to be, être, in the present tense.
Content
is the adjective happy in the masculine singular form. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je vais bien.
I am doing well. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb aller.
Aller,
which means to go. When used with the word bien,
bien,
it means to be well or to be doing well. The phrase is literally saying, I am going well, but in English, we would say, I am doing well.
Je suis bon.
I am good. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the
être
verb, which means to be.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Sie
is the first person singular form of
et,
which is conjugated differently from other verbs.
Du
is an adjective meaning good in this context.
Je suis chez moi.
I am at home. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Je suis.
The word
chez
means at the home of and is followed by a pronoun to indicate whose home it is. In this case,
moi
refers to me, indicating that the speaker is at their own home.
Je suis en retard.
I am late. The sentence is in the present tense, and the verb
être
to be is conjugated in the first person singular form.
Suis
to agree with the subject.
Je
I the preposition
en
indicates that the subject is in a state of being late, and the noun
retard.
Lateness completes the phrase.
Je suis paresseux.
I am lazy. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être
to be, for the first person singular.
Paresseux
is the adjective, lazy, in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the subject, I. The sentence literally translates to, I am lazy.
Je suis fainéant.
I am lazy.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense of the verb
être
to be.
Fainéant
is an adjective meaning lazy. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence, stating a fact about the speaker.
Je suis paresseuse.
I am lazy. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
être
meaning to be.
Paresseuse
is the feminine adjective meaning lazy. This sentence uses the basic subject verb adjective structure of French grammar. It is in the present tense and describes a state of being.
Relax.
Relax. This sentence is simply the imperative form of the verb
relaxer,
meaning to relax. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction, and in this case, it's telling someone to relax.
Je suis fainéant.
I am lazy. Breakdown.
Je
is the pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, for the first person singular, I.
Fainéant
is the feminine adjective meaning, lazy. Since the subject is, I, female, the adjective agrees in gender.
Je suis paumé.
I am lost. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis
paumé is an adjective meaning lost, in the sense of being disoriented or confused. It can also have a figurative meaning, like feeling lost in life or overwhelmed.
Je suis perdu.
I am lost. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Sli
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of
être. Perdu
is the feminine past participle of the verb
perdre.
To lose. It functions as an adjective here, modifying the subject pronoun.
Je.
The phrase, lost, in English can also be expressed using the verb, to be, followed by an adjective, which is what this sentence does.
Je vais bien.
I am doing well. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
aller
to go verb in its future tense conjugation.
Vais.
I am going to, followed by the adverb
bien.
Well, it is a common, casual way of saying, I'm doing well, in French.
Je me porte bien.
I am well. This sentence uses the
se
reflexive pronoun, which is used when the subject of the verb is also the object. In this case, the subject is I.
Je.
And the object is also I.
The verb is
porter, which means to carry or to wear. In this sentence, it is used in the reflexive form
se porter,
which means to be doing well or to be feeling well. The sentence literally translates as I carry myself well, which is a bit awkward in English, but the idiomatic translation is I am well.
Je suis riche.
I am rich. This is a simple sentence in French. It means, I am rich, and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense for the first person singular.
Je suis.
I am
riche
is an adjective meaning rich, that agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun.
Je.
I.
Je suis en sécurité.
I am safe. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je
means I, and
suis
is the first person singular conjugation of
être
in the present tense.
En
is a preposition that means in or at, and
sécurité
means safety.
Je suis malade.
I am sick. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
être.
To be
malade
is an adjective meaning sick or ill. The entire sentence uses a subject-verb-adjective structure, a common pattern in French.
J'en suis certain.
I am certain of that. The sentence is a simple statement of certainty.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
le.
Le, it's a common contraction in French, especially when used with the possessive adjective
en.
En is a pronoun that means of it or of them. It is a general pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned in context.
Si
is the first person singular form of the verb
être.
To be
certain
is an adjective meaning certain. The entire sentence translates to I am certain of that, expressing the speaker's confidence in something previously stated or implied.
Je suis certain.
I am certain. This sentence uses the je form of the verb être. To be in the present tense. Certain is an adjective meaning sure or confident. Je suis certain is a very common way to express certainty in French. Calmez-vous. Calm down. This phrase is a simple imperative meaning, calm yourself. Calmez is the second person plural of the verb. Calmez, which means to calm. The vous is the plural pronoun, so in this case it's addressed to more than one person. J'en suis sûr. I am sure of it. This sentence uses the pronoun en, which is used to replace a noun that has already been mentioned. Here, it refers to something that was previously discussed. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être. To be, it is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun je, I, which is understood in this case. Sûr is an adjective meaning sure. It agrees in gender and number with the noun that it modifies, understood as cela or ce. J'en suis sûr. I'm sure of it. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense. J is the contracted form of je, I, and suis. Am, representing the subject pronoun, and the verb, to be, in the first person singular. Or is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned noun, typically an idea, or a thing. Here, it refers to something previously discussed, making the sentence a bit ambiguous without context. Sûr is the feminine form of the adjective sûr. Sure, agreeing in gender with the implied subject, I. The sentence expresses certainty about something that has been previously mentioned or understood. Je suis grand. I am tall. This sentence is simple and uses the être verb, meaning to be. The je is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. The suis is the present tense conjugation of être for the first person singular. Grand is the feminine adjective meaning tall. Je suis mince. I am thin. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être, which means to be. Je is the subject pronoun for I, and suis is the first person singular conjugation of être in the present tense. Mince is an adjective describing the subject as thin. Je suis ordonné. I am ordained. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express actions that have already been completed. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb être, to be, and the past participle of the verb. Here, ordonné is the past participle of the verb ordonner. To ordain, the verb être is conjugated in the first person singular. Suis to agree with the subject. Je, I. Je suis ordonné. I am ordained. This sentence uses the être verb in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. Je the participle.
Ordonner
is the past participle of the verb.
Ordonner.
Meaning, to ordain. The past participle agrees in gender with the subject.
Je.
Female, so we use.
Ordonner.
Rather than.
Ordonner.
This sentence indicates that the speaker is a woman, who has been ordained, likely in a religious context.
Je suis laid.
I am ugly. This sentence is a simple statement using the present tense of the verb.
Être.
To be. The subject pronoun.
Je.
I, is followed by the adjective.
Laid.
Ugly, in the masculine form. Note the word order is subject verb adjective.
Je suis laid.
I am ugly. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular.
Laid
is the feminine adjective meaning, ugly. This sentence uses the verb, être, to be, to describe the subject, I, with the adjective, laid, ugly.
Je suis moche.
I am ugly. This sentence uses the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I. The adjective
moche.
Ugly, describes the subject, I.
Je suis faible.
I am weak. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Faible
is an adjective meaning weak.
Détends-toi.
Relax. This sentence is a command in the informal, singular form.
Détends-toi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Détends,
which means, to relax.
Le. Toi.
Ending is a way of making the command informal, and directed at one person.
Je vais bien.
I am well. The sentence uses the
je,
I, pronoun, and the
vais.
Go, verb conjugated in the present tense with the pronoun.
Je.
This conjugation
vais
is used for the future tense of the verb
aller,
to go, but also means to be when followed by an adjective like
bien,
well. So
je vais bien
literally translates to I go well, but means I am well in English.
Je me porte bien.
I am doing well. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun meaning myself, and is used here to indicate that the action of the verb affects the subject.
Port
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Porter,
which means to carry, but in this context, it means to be.
Bien
is an adverb meaning well. So the sentence translates directly to I carry myself well, which is the idiomatic way of saying I am doing well.
J'ai gagné.
I won. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to express actions that have been completed in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
a,
have,
gagné.
is the past participle of the verb. Gagner. To win. Je l'ai emporté. I took it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Elle. This is a contracted form of le. The definite article, the, and the direct object pronoun. Il. He slash it. Here, it refers to a masculine singular object previously mentioned. A. This is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb. Avoir. To have. Emporter. This is the past participle of the verb. Emporter. To take. Key concept. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. Followed by the past participle of the main verb. Said. That helps. The sentence. Said. Is a simple, informal expression used to convey that something is helpful or useful. Sa. Colon. This is a contraction of. Cela. Meaning, that. It's often used in everyday French to refer to something already mentioned or understood in context. Ed. Colon, this is the third person singular form of the verb. Aider. Meaning, to help. In this context, it acts as a noun, meaning, help, or, assistance. The sentence structure is simple, with the subject. Sa. Implied, and the verb. Aid. Standing alone. This is a typical structure for short, informal expressions in French. Ça fait mal. That hurts. The sentence uses the expression. Ça fait mal. Which literally translates to, that makes pain. This is a common idiom used to express that something is painful, either physically or emotionally. Ça. Is a contraction of. Cela. Which means, that. Fait. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Faire. Which means, to make, or, to do. Mal. Means, pain, or, hurt. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating that the pain is happening at the moment of speaking. Elle marche. She walks. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Elle is the subject pronoun for she. Marche is the verb, to walk, in the third person singular form of the present tense. Ça fonctionne. It works. This is a very simple sentence that utilizes the il form of the verb. Fonctionner. Meaning, to work, or, to function. Since the sentence is in the third person, we can assume it is referring to something impersonal, like a machine, or a process. C'est Tom. This is Tom. The sentence uses the c'est, which is a contracted form of c'est, meaning, this is. It is used with a proper noun. The word order is c'est plus Opinion. C'est marrant. That's funny. C'est. Is a contraction of. Ce. This, and. Est. Is. Marrant. Means funny. Détends-toi. Relax. This sentence is a simple imperative verb in the informal, to, form. Détends-toi is the imperative form of the verb. Détends. Meaning, to relax. Toi. ending is used to indicate that the verb is directed towards you, informal. Therefore, the sentence translates directly as, relax yourself, but is more naturally expressed as, relax.
C'est rigolo.
That's funny. Breakdown.
C'est.
This is a contraction of
ce.
This and
air
is
rigolo.
This means funny and is an adjective. In this case, it's an adjective that's describing the implied subject, it. Key concepts. Contractions. Common in French.
C'est
is a simple example of one. Implied subject. The subject, it, is not explicitly stated, but understood from the context. Adjectives. Adjectives modify nouns, or pronouns, by describing them.
C'est le sien.
This is his slash hers. The sentence uses the
et
verb in the third person singular form.
Et.
Meaning is. It is followed by the definite article
le,
meaning the, and then the possessive adjective
sien,
meaning his slash hers. The possessive adjective
sien
is a special case, as it represents both masculine and feminine genders. In this case, the gender of the object being referred to is not specified, so we can translate
sien
as his or hers.
C'est la sienne.
This is hers. Breakdown.
C'est. C'est.
Is a contraction of C-E-S-T, meaning, it is. In this case, it acts as a subject pronoun.
La.
La. Is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, the. It refers to the noun that follows.
Sienne.
Sien is the feminine singular form of the possessive adjective
sien,
meaning hers. It indicates that the object being referred to belongs to a female person. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
air
agrees in number and person with the subject
sir,
which is singular and third person. Possessive adjectives.
Sien
is a possessive adjective, indicating ownership. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Definite articles. The definite article
la
is used before the noun to specify that the object is known or previously mentioned.
C'est chaud.
It's hot. This is a simple sentence with the subject.
C'est.
Contraction of.
Ce.
Which means, this, and.
Air.
Which is the third person singular of the verb, to be, and the adjective.
Chaud.
Which means, hot. The sentence is in the present tense.
C'est nouveau.
This is new. The sentence, c'est nouveau, is very basic, and uses the copular verb
être.
To be, the verb
être
is used to describe a subject, in this case, the pronoun
ce.
This. The adjective
nouveau.
New describes the subject, which is implied, but understood to be
ce.
The sentence structure is simple.
Subject.
Ce. Implied, verb.
Air.
The third person singular present tense of.
Être.
Adjective.
Nouveau.
C'est neuf. It is new. This is a simple sentence using the verb.
Être.
To be, in the present tense.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
air,
is, which means, it is. Nerf means new.
C'est bizarre.
That's strange. This sentence uses the
c'est
construction, which is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning this is.
The
is contracted to
eh.
When it comes before a vowel sound,
the bizarre
is the adjective in this case, meaning strange.
Il est rouge.
He is red. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Il
is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he.
Eh
is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense.
Rouge
is the adjective meaning red and agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Il. C'est triste.
It's sad. The sentence is very simple, consisting of
c'est.
This is the contracted form of
il est,
meaning it is. The contraction occurs when il, he slash it, is followed by a vowel sound.
Triste.
This is an adjective meaning sad. In English, we would typically use it's as a contraction of it is, just like in French with
c'est. Défonce-notre.
No entry. This is a simple imperative sentence using the
de
of contraction, followed by the noun
entre,
entry, and the verb
défendre,
to defend, which is conjugated in the infinitive. This structure is common in French signs, making it easy to understand the directive.
Du calme.
Calm down. This is a very informal way of saying, be calm, or relax.
Du
is a contraction of
de
plus
le,
meaning of the.
Calm
means calm. It is a very common phrase in French, and it can be used in a variety of situations. For example, you might say it to someone who is getting angry or upset. You might also say it to someone who is being too loud or rowdy.
N'entre pas.
Do not enter. This is a negative imperative sentence in the
vous
form, which means you, plural or formal singular. Breakdown.
N
is the negative marker, a contraction of
ne
and
pas. Entre
is the present tense imperative form of the verb
entre,
to enter.
Pas
is the negative particle.
Le
vous form is used for politeness or formality, but can also be used for addressing a group of people.
Embrasse-t-on.
Kiss-t-on. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
tu
form, meaning you, informal.
Embrasse
is the imperative form of the verb
embrasser,
meaning to kiss.
T-o-n
is the direct object of the verb, indicating who is being kissed.
Laisse tomber.
Let it go. This is a colloquial expression in French.
Laisse
is the imperative form of the verb
laisser,
to leave, to let. It is the second person singular, meaning you are addressing one person.
Tomber
means to fall. Together, they mean let it fall, but in the colloquial sense, they mean forget about it, give up, or let it go.
Laissez tomber.
let it go. This phrase is a colloquial expression in French, meaning, let it go, or give up. It literally translates as, let fall, but is used in a more figurative sense. The verb, laisser, means, to let, or, to allow. The word, tomber, means, to fall. Laisse. Let it go. This is an informal imperative verb. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb laisser, which means to let or to leave. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. The at the end of laisse is dropped because the sentence ends in a vowel. Laissez ça. Leave that. This is a simple imperative sentence. Laissez is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. To leave. It is in the second person plural, meaning it is an order given to multiple people. Ça is a pronoun that refers to something already mentioned, or obvious from context. Laissez ça. Leave that. This sentence is a very simple imperative, command, using the informal, to, form of the verb, laisser, to leave. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb, laisser, and literally means, leave. Ça is a pronoun that means, that, in this context. This is a common phrase that is used to tell someone to leave something alone, or to stop doing something. Laissez-moi. Leave me alone. The sentence. Laissez-moi. Exclamation, uses the imperative mood. The verb. Laissez. Means, to leave, and is in the imperative form. This form is used to give a command, or make a request. The pronoun. Moi. Means, me, and is the object of the verb, indicating that the speaker is the person who should be left alone.
Tranquille.
Relaxed. This is a
tranquille
adjective. It means relaxed or calm. It can be used to describe a person, a place, or a situation.
Laisse nous.
Leave us alone. The sentence is a command using the imperative mood in the second person plural.
Vous.
Laisse is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To leave. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Nous is the object pronoun.
Nous.
Us, attached to the verb. It indicates that the person being addressed is being asked to leave the speaker, and possibly others. So the command is to leave the speaker, and whoever else they are with alone.
Laissez-nous.
Let us go. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Laissez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to leave. In this context, it is in the plural form, because it is addressing multiple people.
Nous
is the pronoun, us. The exclamation mark makes the sentence more forceful and urgent.
Allons-y, Greg.
Let's go. This is an imperative phrase, meaning it's a command or an instruction. It's made up of the verb aller, to go, which is conjugated in the first person plural.
Nous,
we, and the pronoun
e,
which represents a previously mentioned place or situation. The exclamation point at the end adds emphasis and shows enthusiasm.
Allons.
Let's go. This is an informal imperative verb, meaning it's a command.
Allons
is the first person plural present tense of the verb.
Aller
which means, to go. However, it's used here as an exclamation of encouragement, or a call to action.
Out.
On the way. Breakdown. This is a preposition meaning, in, or, on.
Out.
This is a noun meaning, route, or, way. Key concepts. Prepositions. Prepositions like,
are.
Show the relationship between a noun, in this case,
out,
and another word in the sentence. Direct translation. The phrase directly translates to, on the way, or, en route.
Allons-y, Greg.
Let's go. This is a simple imperative phrase, meaning it's a command, or a call to action.
Allons.
Is the first person plural form of the verb, aller.
Allez.
To go. It's a bit of a shortened form of Alan's news.
Allons-nous.
Let's go, shall we? Making it a more direct command.
E.
Is a contraction of the preposition,
a.
To, and the pronoun, le.
Le.
The. In this context, it means, to it, or, to that. Is the exclamation mark, indicating enthusiasm, or urgency. The phrase is often used to encourage someone to begin an activity, or to express excitement about something.
Out.
On the way. This is a very simple, and common phrase in French. Means, on, or, in.
Out.
Means, way, path, or, route. The phrase is often used to indicate that someone is leaving, or is about to leave. You could also use it to describe yourself, if you are currently in transit.
Attention.
This is a warning, or call for attention.
Attention.
Is an interjection in French, equivalent to, attention. In English, it is used to alert someone to something important, or to demand their attention.
Faites attention.
Be careful. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning, be careful. The verb,
faire,
means, to do, or, to make. Here, it is used in the imperative form, meaning, do, or, make, which is the command form of a verb. It is followed by the preposition,
attention,
which means, attention, or, care. The exclamation mark at the end indicates that the speaker is emphasizing the importance of being careful.
Fais attention.
Be careful. This is a very simple imperative sentence. Faire is the second person singular form of the verb faire.
Faire.
Which means, to do, or, to make. In this context, it is used as an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Attention.
Attention.
Is a noun that means, attention. The sentence, faire attention, literally translates to, do attention. However, in English, we use the phrase, be careful, to convey the same meaning.
Souriez.
Smile. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Souriez.
Is the verb, to smile, in the
vous
form, which is the formal second person plural, often used for polite requests. The exclamation mark signifies a strong command.
Soyez prudent.
Be careful. This sentence is a simple imperative, which is used to give a command, or instruction. Soyez is the second person plural form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. In this case, it's in the imperative form, meaning it's a command. Prudent.
Prudent.
is the feminine singular form of the adjective prudent.
Prudent.
Careful. It modifies the implied subject, vous.
Vous.
You. The sentence could be translated literally as, be careful, you. However, the you is often omitted in English imperatives, making it simply, be careful.
Fair enough.
Be careful. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command or instruction.
Fair
is the imperative form of the verb.
Fair.
To do, in the second person singular, meaning you, informal.
Gaff
is a noun meaning care or attention, but in this context, it functions as an interjection, like watch out or beware. The sentence is a quick warning to be cautious about something.
Fet gaff.
Be careful. The phrase
fet gaff
is an informal imperative meaning be careful.
Fet
is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Fair.
To do, to make. In this context, it is used as a command.
Gaff
is a noun that refers to care or attention. In this case, it is used as an interjection to express a warning. Together, the phrase
fet gaff
is a simple and direct way to tell someone to be cautious.
Fais attention.
Be careful. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command.
Fair
is the imperative form of the verb.
Fair.
To do. In this case, it's the singular, informal imperative, meaning it's a command directed to one person, you.
Attention
means attention. So, the full sentence is telling someone to be careful.
Regarde donc.
Look at that. This sentence is a simple exclamation.
Regarde
means look and is in the imperative form of the verb.
Regarder
meaning to look.
Donc
is an adverb that conveys emphasis. It's like saying, look, really.
Faites attention.
Be careful. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Fait
is the verb to do in the imperative form, plural, meaning it is directed to more than one person.
Attention
is the noun attention. So, literally, it is do attention, but it translates as be careful.
Fais attention.
Be careful. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Faire
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, to make. In this context, it translates to be, as in, be careful.
Attention
means attention and is the direct object of the verb.
Faire.
This sentence is very common in French and can be used in a variety of situations to warn someone about potential danger or to simply remind them to be cautious.
Épouse-moi.
The English translation is, marry me. The sentence structure is a command in the imperative mood.
Épouse
means marry and is the imperative form of the verb.
Épouser.
To marry.
Moi
means me and is the object pronoun in the sentence. This phrase is a very direct and romantic way to propose marriage.
Épousez-moi.
Marry me. This sentence is a direct imperative, meaning it's a command or request. Épouses is the second person plural form of the verb épouse.
Épouser.
To marry, conjugated in the imperative mood. Moi is the object pronoun me. It is attached to the verb épouses because it is a direct object pronoun.
Puis-je partir?
Can I leave? This sentence uses the
pouvoir
verb, which means to be able to or to can in English. It is conjugated in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The
je
pronoun means I, and the
partir
verb means to leave. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to can I leave?
Souris pour la caméra.
Smile for the camera. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Souris
is the imperative form of the verb.
Sourire.
To smile, conjugated in the second person singular, meaning you, informal.
Pour
is the preposition for.
La caméra
is the definite article.
La.
The, followed by the noun.
Caméra.
Camera.
Puis-je y aller?
Can I go there? This sentence is a question asking for permission. It uses the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to, conjugated in the first person singular of the present tense. The pronoun
je
I is implied.
The
I refers to a previously mentioned location. The verb
aller
to go is in the infinitive form.